It's oftentimes in the difficult and challenging times of our lives that we experience God's presence and God's calling more clearly. I'm not saying this is the way it should be, or that God only shows up when we're in trouble, but instead, many times in the difficult times, in the challenging times, we suddenly find ourselves having to rely upon God to get us through, and we're able to see God at work a bit more clearly. We see this was true for our disciples today in the lesson. It's actually a bit interesting and amazing in this lesson because these disciples, they spend an amazing day with Jesus. If there have ever been one, this would be it. I mean, Jesus first starts the day and he spends the whole day curing people of their diseases. And then when it gets to be toward dinner time, the disciples say, "Send these crowds home so they can go get some food to eat." And Jesus says, "Well, you feed them." They say, "Well, we only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. How are we to feed all these people?" And then Jesus says, "Bring the bread to me." And suddenly, Jesus feeds 5,000 or more people with just 5 loaves and 2 fish. It says everyone had their fill and there were 12 baskets left over. An amazing day if there ever had been one. Evening comes and Jesus sends the disciples across to the other side while he goes away to pray. And while the disciples are in the boat, a storm comes up and begins to batter the boat. The storm rages through the night, and as the morning approaches, Jesus walks across the water to the disciples. Yet another miracle. Miracle upon miracle. But the disciples don't necessarily see it as a miracle yet. Instead, they're frightened, thinking it's a ghost, that somehow Jesus has died in the night and is coming across the water as a ghost. But instead, Jesus speaks to them and doesn't leave them in their fear. "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And so Peter takes these words to heart and asks to walk on water with Jesus. Suddenly, Peter can walk on the water as well, another miracle. And then Peter notices the wind blowing and suddenly begins to sink, crying out, "Jesus, save me." Jesus puts out his hand, pulls Peter out of the water. They get into the boat and the storm stops. And then the disciples say, "Truly, this is the Son of God." It's not until the very end of that whole story that they finally see that Jesus is the Son of God. Not when he was feeding all the people, curing all the diseases, going, walking on the water. Apparently none of that helped to make it clear. But instead, suddenly, when they're in the midst of the storm and Jesus comes to them and calms the storm, they suddenly see, truly, Jesus is the Son of God. Truly, this is God who has been with them all along. Truly, they can see God more clearly. And sometimes it's in the challenging times of our lives that we too experience God's presence more clearly. This story speaks truth about who God is and about who we are, because each of us experiences storms in our lives as well. Times when we feel out of control, when the waves crash over us, when the wind batters our boat and we wonder how we will ever survive. Times when we realize that there's nothing that we can do to make the storm stop. We try and try, but we can't make the situation right. All of the ways we have tried have failed. The storms come over and wash over us for a whole variety of reasons. Different storms. Maybe illness that has taken over our lives or the lives of our loved ones. Maybe grief has washed over us. Or depression. Or anxiety. Or addiction are pulling us under. Maybe it's situations that are beyond our control. The loss of a job. A broken relationship. An accident. In a moment, everything changes. The storms come and we're not in control. And there's nothing we can do to make them stop. The storms rage and the waves crash, and suddenly in the midst of the storm we see Jesus walking across the water, and we wonder, could it be? Can it be? It's too good to be. It must be a ghost. And Jesus speaks, "Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid." These powerful words are said to the disciples, and they're said to us in the midst of our storms. And suddenly we begin to see God more clearly. Take heart. Have courage. It is I. I am God. Do not be afraid, because there is no reason to fear. God is here, saying, "I am here." And yet even when we hear those words many times, it's hard to trust and believe they're true. The storms rage so loudly around us. We want to believe. Peter wanted to believe them, but it was hard. And so he says, "If it's you, Lord, command me to come across the water to you." And Jesus says, "Come." And Peter does for a bit, but then the wind sounds so much louder. And Peter begins to sink again, crying out, "Save me." And Jesus reaches out his hand to save Peter. Reaches out his hand to save us as we are drowning. Never leaving us alone in the storm and bringing us back to the boat. Jesus comes in the midst of our storms and calms the storms. And suddenly we can see God's presence and God's peace more clearly. Hearing God say to us, "Do not be afraid." Reaching out his hand to save us. Oftentimes it's in the midst of challenging situations, difficult situations, that we can see God more clearly. Many times, though, it's not until later that we can really see them, not until the storms have calmed, that we can see how God was there all along, because the wind is too strong. Just like the disciples who are in the boat, we wonder, is it really Jesus? I'm not sure. The wind is really strong here. And then after the calm comes, then the disciples can profess, "Truly you are the Son of God." And after the calm comes in our lives, we can look back and see how truly it was God there, putting out his hand. Truly Jesus was there with us in the midst of life's challenges, holding us and caring for us. In the midst of life's challenging situations, we often see more clearly God's presence and God's peace. But also, many times in the midst of the challenges we face in life, we also find that God is calling us into deeper lives of faith. Lives of faith for God and for others. Just listen again to Jesus' words that he says to these disciples. He says, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Jesus doesn't just say, "Don't be afraid, I am here, it is I am God." But he also says, "Take heart, have courage." God also calls us in the midst of our storms to take heart and have courage. And if we see more deeply in here, we can see a number of ways in this story of taking heart and having courage in the midst of the storms. It takes great courage for Peter to say to Jesus, "Lord, if it is you, then command me to come across to you on the water." In these words, it takes courage because Peter is acknowledging that he still has doubt, that he's not sure, that he sees Jesus, that he wants to believe that God is there, but he needs something more. And it takes great courage to give voice to our doubts and our fears. Sometimes it's a lot easier to try and hold it all together and act like everything's okay in the midst of the storm. We're doing just fine, thank you. But it takes courage to say, "I need something more here. I don't have it all together. I'm full of doubt and I'm full of fear and I want to believe and I want more." And so we say, Could it be true? And Jesus says, come. Jesus desires Peter and us to know that it is true, to have faith. And then it takes courage to step out onto the water, if you want to talk about courage. Many times, God calls us to step out of the boat, to step into lives of deeper faith, to step out in courage, not knowing what the future holds, to step out in the midst of challenging situations, to step out into an unknown future. Just last night, I was at a breast cancer benefit, and the speaker shared about the joy of breast cancer. Kind of took me back to thinking, the joy of breast cancer? There's a lot of things I could think about breast cancer, but the joy of breast cancer is not one of them. But she shared that after the fact, after her breast cancer had gone into remission, that suddenly she felt herself calling to live a life of courage, to step out onto the boat, to live in a wholehearted way, to take heart. And so she found a calling to step out and to go live life to its fullest. And so she sold her house, sold all her belongings, and went to live in Hawaii for 2 years. Sounds pretty good for most of us. And she said that in the midst of that time, when she had stepped out, taken courage, done something she never had expected, that she found that she was being made whole physically and spiritually in all new ways, that God was renewing her, and that she experienced God so much more deeply because of that time away, because of her breast cancer. She stepped out into the boat into a new reality with God, and she was able to move into a deeper and fuller life with God and with others because of the storm. It took great courage to do that. Only she could name how God was in the midst of that. Only later, years later now, can she talk about the joy of breast cancer. It takes great courage many times in the midst of challenging situations to step out, but God is calling us into deeper lives of faith. And it takes great courage when we begin to sink and we hear the winds going all around us to cry out, save me, Lord. Courage to acknowledge that we can't do it on our own, that we need God to save us. Courage to admit that we cannot save ourselves and that without God we are drowning. Courage to speak those words and that Jesus reaches out his hand and pulls us up. But one of the interesting things that we see in this story is that it also takes courage to step out of the boat for others as well. Sure, Peter wanted assurance for himself. If it is you, Lord, let me step on the water so I can know. But there was a bunch of other people in the boat, and they could not summon the courage to step out of that boat. And so when Peter steps on the water, walking toward Jesus, he is doing it for all of them, for all of the disciples, for those who were not able to cry out to God, who could not summon the courage at that moment. Because truly, Peter brought all of those disciples to faith. Because we hear at the end of the story, as Peter is brought back to the boat by Jesus, it says that everyone in the boat worshiped Jesus and said, truly, you are the Son of God. It was not only Peter who was transformed, but it was all those who were in the boat who were transformed. And that Peter stepped on the water for them as well, because they were not able to. It was too hard. They couldn't do it. Just as Angie talked about in our children's sermon, this is why we have a community of faith, that many times we are unable to step out on the water, but that someone else will step forward in courage and take heart for us. Many times, though, the calling is for us as well to take heart and have courage and step out for the sake of others, to have courage and speak out for those who cannot speak up for themselves. Courage to step out and be the first one to speak as you mend a broken relationship. Courage to step out of our lives of safety and security to care for those who are in need. It takes courage to hold and care for those who are struggling in the midst of the storms and who cannot take the first step. Courage for us to take the first step for them so that they may come to have lives of faith, come to believe that God is truly there with them in their storms. It is often in the midst of challenge that God responds to our deepest needs and we experience God's presence and God's peace more clearly. In the midst of the storms, we can see God there for us, holding out his hand when we are drowning and saving us, calming the storm and saying, "Do not be afraid." And it's also in the storms of life that God invites us into deeper lives of faith, calling to us, "Take heart, have courage." God wants more than just safety and security for us. God wants us to take heart, have courage, to stretch and grow and live into the abundant life that God desires for us, abundant life with God and caring for others, calling us to live lives of faith, trust, hope, and courage, taking chances, risking ourselves for the sake of others, all the while knowing that God is right there with us, trusting God to grab our hand when the waves get big and the wind gets loud. God is with us all the time. But it's often in the storms, in the midst of challenges, that we experience God's presence and God's calling much more deeply. We can see more clearly. As God says to each one of us, "Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid." Amen.